for joining us. I'm Diane Rehm. Thousands of Syrians flee the city of Aleppo in fear of a renewed assault by government troops. Across Iraq, a division of al-Qaeda launches attacks that kill more than 100 people. Egypt's new president chooses an American-educated technocrat as prime minister. The head of the European Central Bank pledges to preserve the euro, and today marks the official start of the Summer Olympics in London. Joining me for this week's top international stories on the Friday News Roundup, Soraya Sahardi-Nelson of NPR, Warren Strobel of Reuters, and Elise Labatt of CNN. Do join us with your questions and comments, 800-433-8850. Send us an email to drshow@wamu.org. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
This is NPR.
And welcome back. We'll go right back to the phones to Grant in Washington, D.C. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Since early July, Israeli news outlets have just been ablaze with reports on an FBI file released implicating Netanyahu in nuclear trigger smuggling from the United States, specifically the Kriton caper. There's been all over alternative news sites in the U.S., like antiwar.com.
You know, I haven't seen anything of that.
I've been in Israel for the last 7 weeks, and truthfully, I haven't seen anything to
that nature. All right, let's go to St. Louis, Missouri.